Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight. Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you with me here at Nightlight. We are going to light this night, even though it's already light outside. As we get closer to summer, it's light out later. I don't know. Should we keep the name Nightlight Conrad, even though it's already light outside?
Yeah. I mean, halfway through the show, it turns into Nightlight.
We can't have seasonal show names, correct?
I don't think so.
All right, we'll keep it Nightlight.
Maybe we have to ask about that.
I like Nightlight anyway. We will light this night one way or the other. We are here tonight to bring you entertainment, talk about entertainment. Hopefully we'll have a laugh or two. Got some great guests on the show tonight. Emerson Lehman from WBAY. He's from the WBAY Morning Show. He will be here. This is his third time on the show. And last time when Emerson was here, we were going to give him a movie quiz, and we just got to talking and we ran out of time. So we're going to do that tonight. That'll be fun. He's a movie and TV buff, so we always have a good time when Emerson stops by. Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be here. Rob's going to give us a report on the closing night of the Wisconsin Film Festival, which was last night. Alexander Payne was in Madison and showed Sideways on the 20th anniversary of the release of that film, which won an Oscar. It starred Paul Giamatti. Paul is often in Alexander Payne's movies. So Rob will give us the down low on that, because Alexander Payne had a discussion afterwards, and that's something I would have really liked to have been at, but we'll live vicariously through Rob at 8:05. And then Terry Barley, she does so often on Friday nights, will be here at 8:35 to tell us about a new artist. Is it a new artist, Conrad?
I'm not completely sure if it's a new artist or not. She just said she really likes their music. So she sent me two songs to choose from.
Oh.
And I listened to them, and I really liked the one that I chose.
Oh, so I guess I don't get a say in that, huh? Is that how that works?
Hey, she said it to me, okay?
She said, don't tell Pete. That's fine. Everyone she's brought has been great, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And this band is called The Mascot Theory.
And the song is called Fast Car Getaway.
Oh, I love it.
Right. It's a great song.
I love that. That's a great song. All right, so Terry will be along at 8:35. Terry also posted something yesterday when everybody found out that O.J. Simpson died.
Mm-hmm.
Terry posted a picture of her with, there were several other people in the photo, but Denise Brown, Nicole Brown Simpson's sister, was in the photo. And apparently Terry had like an hour-long discussion with her, interview with her. So I'll ask Terry about that too. That was years ago during the trial, I want to say. So Terry will hopefully give us the straight dope on that. That must have been an interesting career moment for her. She's kind of done everything. She's been a TV reporter, radio host. She does these really cool, fun little snippets about our state here in Wisconsin. Our state, which we are broadcasting all over tonight, live from City Deck Studios here at WGBW. And we are ready to take texts. I've decided that Conrad is ready. Are you ready, Conrad?
Yes, I am always ready.
You are always ready. That's for sure. I don't think we've ever missed a text. And if we did, nope. We corrected ourselves the next day.
Exactly.
That's how important it is that you participate in the show. And regardless of what we're talking about, who we're talking to, we love it when you participate. You can reach us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know your thoughts on whatever it is we're talking about. And tonight, or you can text in the app. The app is really easy. Download the Civic Media app. We are on statewide, as I mentioned, so you can click on any one of the stations, and there's a little text icon right under the station that you can hit and fire away. Tonight's question, you ready for this, Conrad?
I am ready.
I thought so. What song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie?
Ooh, okay.
And what is the movie? That's a good one, right?
It is.
Let's get some discussion going here. What song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. So let us know your thoughts on that. And then there is no cheating either. When Emerson is taking the movie quiz, no hints. I know you guys are from the same hometown, Conrad, so you can't help your buddy. And you live in the same apartment. It sounds like a sitcom over there. Who's the wacky neighbor? That's what I want to know.
We don't live in the same
complex.
Not in the same complex. This, I don't know how to explain it. It's hard to explain over the radio, but
okay. This is riveting. I think people need to know. Just talk about the layout of your apartment.
Okay. Well,
that's the down low.
I got a fireplace.
Oh, really?
Gas? I do. I've never used it though.
Okay. Is it a real, like, you bring wood in and light it? Is that kind of thing?
No, it's not. Oh. It's a fake one. Okay.
It's probably safer.
And then I also have a patio.
Really?
So that's nice.
Also known as a lanai.
I'm on the second story, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That helps. You're much better off being on the second floor when it comes to prowlers.
The only thing that it's hard moving in, but I like it better on the top, so I get a little better view.
Oh, you're a young guy. You can handle that. What do you have a view of from your apartment? Like when you're out on that porch on the second floor, what are you looking at?
I can see all the other apartment buildings.
Okay.
And then over that is the trees going into the bay.
So, oh, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah. It's wake up and look at that. It's nice. Yeah.
Can you see the water?
No. Okay. The trees are a little too high, but I know it's there.
That must be comforting. All right, that's awesome. Well, we'll see if Emerson shares your opinion of Del Boca Vista, Green Bay, whatever it's called. Do you know, here's a bit of trivia. Do you know what Del Boca Vista is?
No, I do not.
I bet Emerson does. Let's ask Emerson when he comes in.
But is it a Seinfeld thing?
I'm not going to say another word. We're just going to ask Emerson when he comes in. We'll ask him if he knows what Del Boca Vista is. I'm sure he does. So today, this is exciting. It's David Letterman's birthday today. He's 77 years old. One of my favorite clips in late night history was the first show that he did when it was still late night with David Letterman. Bill Murray was his first guest, another favorite of mine. And the two of them had this great, I don't know if it's a bit worked out ahead of time or if they were improvising it. I'm guessing they had at least the rough outline done. But here is one of the greatest late-night talk show hosts ever interviewing his first guest, Bill Murray.
Major star, and yet here you are playing with lint balls. Well, I wish that you would quit trying to run my life, Dave. No, I mean this. I mean it. I'm real. You've got everyone here under your spell. It's obvious. You know, you had him doing deep breathing exercises before the show. I don't like to see it. You know, I know you're on here in late night where no one can stop you. But this kind of thing is not going to go on as long as I have some connections here in this building, the RCA building. I saw what you did to Mr. Wizard. Don Herbert. He has the wizard in his pocket. No, and you just can't use science for your own ends, Dave. You can't play God with people. When are you going to get off the high horse? Smell the coffee brewing.
So, do you miss Saturday Night Live?
I miss it. I miss going back. I miss the old gang. Yeah. Bob Tischler, of course, my old friend, is producing it. My brother, Brian Doyle Murray, is on the show and one of the stars of the show. Wait a second. What's happening to me? I just fell back into your old trick, your old mind game. I'm reading these goofy questions. I'm answering your little questions off the card. Well, do I miss Saturday night? You never missed anybody or anything. You got out of Indianapolis and didn't look back. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to fall on you, man, and I want to be there when it hits the floor. You know what I'm saying? Better yet, I'm going to do nothing about you, even though I could. You know, it's interesting. I had a chance to strangle Richard Nixon, and I didn't, and I regret it. And here I am, inches from, I don't know what's keeping me from doing it.
So now that you're well known, is it harder to be funny?
So great. I had a chance to strangle Richard Nixon once. I probably listened to that interview, that segment, 20 times in my life. Twice on this show now. And I never get tired of it. It's great. Two absolute legends. So here's a thing too. This is interesting. Conrad, do you remember when Anya Esther was here and she told us about the movie Sasquatch Sunset?
Yes. Yeah, I believe we played a little something from it.
We did.
Yes.
Well, there's no dialogue, really dialogue. Yeah. It's just like Sasquatch noises. Very bizarre looking movie. Apparently, and you know what? It reviewed fairly well, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes, but apparently people have been walking out of it because they're complaining about these Sasquatches that are exhibiting every bodily function. It's like a Sasquatch sex movie or something, and peeing, and it's just like they had all that stuff in lieu of dialogue, I guess. So anyway, that was kind of funny, and I sent that to Anya, and we had a laugh about it. But so yeah, lots going on. But I did watch the show we talked about last night. Was Fallout? You said it was based on the most popular video game ever.
One of them, yes.
One of them, and you liked it, so I gave it a watch last night. And you're right, it is long. It's interesting though. It's another post-apocalyptic show. There's several of those on for your choosing. But this one, I did like it. I did think it seemed like it was from a video game. Sometimes shows just have that feel. I don't know. But I did like it. I'll give it another. How many episodes are there?
I believe there's 8. I've only watched the first two because I haven't found time to just sit there and watch it for an hour and a half again.
Yeah, they're long.
Yeah. But I think they're worth it.
Yeah. It's definitely, I love the Walton Goggins as an actor. He's from Justified. He's done a lot of stuff, but he's a great villain. Just a really solid all-around actor, but he plays a guy at the beginning, and I'm like, there's no way they killed him off. And sure enough, he makes another appearance in the pilot. I don't think I'm spoiling anything. But yeah, I found it interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorite films and the story behind it. It's called The Princess Bride, and that's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. Kind of a long week. It's been a long week, Conrad, in general.
Yeah, it definitely feels like it.
Yeah, I don't know. We started, you know what it is? I started in Madison Monday.
Yes.
And then here, and it just, everything's kind of running together. So there's a great, Emerson Lehman, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, coming in at 7:35. Very excited to ask him. Do you remember the question, Conrad?
What was the something villa?
Good enough.
Okay. I think you should ask it like that.
We will. And if he knows then, he's a genius. So one of the greatest screenwriters of all time is a guy named William Goldman. And he's written just absolute classics. He's written The Memoirs of an Invisible Man, A Bridge Too Far, Marathon Man, All the President's Men. He's an Oscar-winning writer, Papillon, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Well, he wrote all these great films, and he won awards for them. But at some point, he realized he wanted to write a movie his kids could watch. So he sat down and wrote The Princess Bride. And it just became a classic. It's like one of those movies that you can, it's kind of like Toy Story in the sense that kids and adults both love it. You know, it's one of my probably top 25 movies, The Princess Bride. It was from 1987, and Robin Wright Penn She's not Robin Wright Penn. Excuse me. Robin Wright. I think she dropped the pen after she got divorced from Sean Penn. Mandy Patinkin is in it. Chris Sarandon. Carrie Elwes plays Wesley, the prince, and Robin Wright. Christopher Guest is in it in a really funny role. Peter Falk plays the grandpa. It starts with Peter Falk, the grandfather, reading Fred Savage, pre-Wonder Years, a bedtime story. And the kid wants no kissing. He just wants a cool story. So this is the story that Peter Falk recites to his grandson. And we're going to have some fun with this and play a few clips. So let's hear the first one, Conrad.
The Prince's Bride. By S. Morgenstern, Chapter 1. Buttercup was raised on a small farm in the country of Florin. Our favorite pastimes were riding her horse and tormenting the farm boy that worked there. His name was Wesley, but she never called him that. Isn't that a wonderful beginning?
Yeah, it's really good.
Nothing gave Buttercup as much pleasure as ordering Wesley around.
Farm boy, polish my horse's saddle. I want to see my face shining in it by morning.
As you wish.
As you wish was all he ever said.
Farm boy, fill these with water. Please.
As you wish.
That day she was amazed to discover that when he was saying as you wish, what he meant was, I love you. And even more amazing was the day she realized she truly loved him back.
Farm boy. Fetch me that pitcher.
I mean, those of you who have seen the movie can probably picture it. It's one of the most beautiful shots, probably in movie history. The sun is setting behind Buttercup and Wesley as they share this kiss to some of the greatest movie score ever written by Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. The film was directed by Rob Reiner, written by William Goldman, and Norman Lear. I never knew this until I was just looking it up during the clip. Norman Lear, Act 3 Communications, was on board too. They had some sort of professorial role. So that's the first scene. And it's so great because the dialogue is just so simple, but it works. The actors are great. Carrie Elwes, that's the best role he's ever done. He's been in a lot of stuff and he's a good actor, but he was perfectly cast for that, as was Robin Wright. All right, let's go to the next clip, Conrad. This is The Princess Bride.
Rest, Highness.
I know who you are. Your cruelty reveals everything. You're the Dread Pirate Roberts. Admit it.
With pride. What can I do for you?
Conrad, stop it for a second.
You can die slowly, cut into 1,000 pieces.
All right, I should have set this up better. Okay, so Wesley, Buttercup thinks Wesley is dead. Wesley went away. He was captured. He went away. He trained. Now he's this, like, badass pirate. So she thinks. He's got a mask on. She doesn't know it's him. Okay, roll it.
Die slowly, cut into 1,000 pieces.
Hardly complimentary, Your Highness. Why loose your venom on me?
You killed my love.
It's possible. I kill a lot of people. Who was this love of yours? Another prince like this one? Ugly, rich, and scabby?
No. A farm boy. Poor. Poor and perfect. With eyes like the sea after a storm. On the high seas, your ship attacked. And the Dread Pirate Roberts never takes prisoners.
I can't afford to make exceptions. I mean, once word leaks out that a pirate has gone soft, people begin to disobey you, and then it's nothing but work, work, work all the time.
You mock my pain.
Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something. I remember this farm boy of yours, I think. This would be what, 5 years ago?
Does it bother you to hear?
Nothing you can say will upset me.
He died well. That should please you. No bribe attempts or blubbering. He simply said, please. Please, I need to live. It was the please that caught my memory. I asked him what was so important for him. True love, he replied. And then he spoke of a girl of surpassing beauty and faithfulness. I can only assume he meant you. You should bless me for destroying him before he found out what you really are.
And what am I?
Faithfulness he talked of, madam. Your enduring faithfulness. Now tell me truly, when you found out he was gone, did you get engaged to your prince that same hour, or did you wait a whole week out of respect for the dead?
You mocked me once. Never do it again. I died that day.
So, Wesley and Buttercup, she has no idea it's him. And she's been forced to marry an evil prince. And we will play the conclusion. That we have one more clip. We'll get to it at some point in the show. Just such great, such a phenomenal movie. We got our first text of the night. Our question tonight is, what song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie? What song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie? Let us know. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Joe says from the 715, Toy Story, You've Got a Friend in Me. That is a great one. Great way to kick things off. All right, Emerson Lehman coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. And it comes as no surprise to me with another guy. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Wisconsin Friday night on Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from our beautiful studios here in downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing. And I'm very excited to have this next guest on, not only because he's in the studio, but he is a fellow, much more well-known media personality here in Green Bay. Emerson Lehman joins me again from WBAY, the morning anchor, co-anchor.
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 I'm one of them.
You're one of them. It's good,
good to
have
you, sir.
Yeah, great to see you. Thanks for making the drive.
Always.
I know you live by Conrad.
I found that out last time I was here. He let me know where he lives. I'm like, dude, I think we're next door neighbors. But yeah. Yeah.
I said that's like a sitcom type of thing. I said, which one is the wacky neighbor? And
Conrad can be Kramer.
Conrad.
I'll be Jerry. I'm glad to hear Conrad's got the voiceover going now. That's awesome, man. That wasn't here last time.
Really?
Yeah, no, it was the other Pete Schwabba guy.
It's taken a lot of voice training. We sent him away to a prep school.
Okay.
But he came back and he nailed it. It was money well spent.
It's quality work.
Yeah, I
appreciate that. Thank you.
I agree. All right. I have a question for you, Emerson, because we've talked about a lot of stuff over the last two visits. Do you know what Del Boca Vista is?
Del Boca Vista.
I made a joke that your apartment complex where you guys live is called Del Boca Vista.
That's in Florida, right?
You're on the right track.
Okay. It's a retirement community.
Yes.
In.
you can get it.
I'm close, I think.
You are.
Del Boca Vista.
You know where it is.
I do.
It's fictional, but you knew where it was. So you watched the show.
Is that where Jerry's parents lived?
Yes.
In Seinfeld?
Del Boca Vista.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
They didn't want George's parents to live there.
Yes, because they didn't. And there was a whole fight over it. And they were lying about how. Yes. Yes.
So great. I love the name. Every time my parents go to Florida, I said, are you heading back to Del Boca Vista? You know, it's like so fun. So
I'm
there
kind
you
of
go.
Proud of myself. I'm going to pat myself on the
That's
back.
That's not too bad.
That I got that. All right. Conrad told me to be ready for some movie trivia. And
yeah,
you brought some TV trivia into it as well.
It's all about the trivia. Last time you were here. Well, we talked about Seinfeld a couple times. You're a big
fan.
A
big fan of Seinfeld. You told me I had to watch Bosch. And
he's
did.
A better guest than I am a host, Conrad.
That's all right.
Because you gave me something to watch, right? Didn't you suggest something?
Drive to Survive. And I hope you didn't, because I'm going to give you a different one to watch.
Okay, perfect. Because Drive, that's right. You're a big racing. I forgot about that. Okay.
But the Formula One hype, as much as I love to see it, it's great. But IndyCar is like the one that I really closely follow.
Okay.
And they just put 100 Days to Indy from last season, the Indy 500. They just put that on Netflix. So that's going to, I'm going to switch it up. Don't. Drive to Survive's cool. You can watch that if you want, but my challenge would be 100 Days to Indy.
100 Days to Indy.
Yes.
Conrad, please do not let me. Take a memo.
I'm cruising through Bosch right now. I got like two episodes left in season 5. I am just like, I'm hooked. My sister's been watching it.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, her and her boyfriend are like, now they're watching Bosch Legacy, the spinoff. They're hooked on it as well. So I'm trying to catch up so I can talk to them about
it. That's so great. Bosch Legacy, my son has it. He thinks it's more networky.
Okay.
Like, it's probably not as big a budget, but I still think it's great. I think the characters are great. Bosch became one of my all-time favorite shows. It's just, there's no weak link. The casting is great. It's beautifully shot.
I love some of the scripting. Like, just the cop talk, oh, you're a salty boot, you rookie, and all this stuff. Right. It cracks me up, but it's... The storyline's incredible.
They're so great. We had an actor, Scott Clace, on from the show a few weeks ago. It was the anniversary of the date that the show dropped. And Scott plays the Watch Commander.
Oh.
Mank.
Yeah. Yep.
So Scott was on, and we were telling stories, and we played a clip from the film when Jerry got shot, Bosch's partner, got shot. And I loved the scene. They kind of go out on the episode. He's on his own driveway bleeding. You think he's going to die from a sniper wound. And then the next show opens with these three cop cars pulling up, and they have like, it was very makeshift because they knew they had to get him quickly.
Yep.
And Scott Clace's character was on the phone going, you hang on, Jerry Edgar, where are you? Tell me where you are. Stay with me. And these cop cars pull up and they have vests like taped to the window, and they get out and they got their guns
like
pointed at the hills.
SWAT officers hanging out the back of the car.
Exactly. And they just pick them up and manhandle them into the car, and they're like, let's go. And they speed off to this great music. Was one of the coolest scenes I've ever seen in TV. Yeah. And Scott was here and he said, it's so funny you say that. That was actually my favorite scene he's done on the whole show.
Wow.
As an actor. And he made even Legacy. He's in Legacy too. Like, some of the actors didn't stay with
the
show.
They didn't carry over.
You're not there yet. I won't ruin it for
you. That's all right. But good to know he's in there. That's good. I like Mank a lot. He's a good character.
Yeah. I'm so glad you like it. That's so cool.
I'm burning through it, man. It's a good show.
Hold my feet to the fire. I'm going to check out 100 Days in Indy. That is a promise.
It's going
to
be a different feel, but yeah.
That's okay.
You'll appreciate the magic of the Indianapolis 500.
I love it.
It's coming up in a month. So.
And we were just talking about David Letterman, who turned 77 today.
Fellow Ball State graduate.
Yes. Fellow Ball State graduate.
Chirp, chirp.
And a big Indy 500 fan.
Yes. He owns a team. Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing. I don't know that he graduated from Ball State, actually.
Oh, really?
I feel like he did. I should know that.
Probably,
I think he did. I think he did. I'm not going to.
Let's not start rumors
yes,
here, Emerson.
We're not going to start rumors. I can't. I feel like he did. Yeah. But on Ball State's campus, there's the Letterman building.
Oh,
which
wow.
Which is where I had a lot of my journalism classes. So he does a lot for Ball State.
So maybe, and again, I don't mean to start a conspiracy thing here, but maybe he gave him a big donation. They built a building and gave him his degree.
He gives he does a scholarship every year for journalism students. I wasn't smart enough to get that scholarship, but yeah, he's an incredible, incredible man.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I got to see him in person. He came back and did a talk on campus, and
was it funny?
It was hilarious. He was talking. He interviewed Spike Lee.
Oh, nice.
And it was just my college girlfriend and I at the time like had jumped the line to get tickets. So
he interviewed Spike Lee at Ball State?
At Ball State, yeah.
What a cool thing to see.
I was like, we were like the ninth row. It was super close. He had a big beard at this point. Like, it was his first time with the beard, and it was so cool to see. Yeah, that was like back in 2015.
2015 would have been one of his last shows, because we had a comic on a couple times, Johnny Beaner, who's a Madison-based stand-up comedian, very funny. He was the last stand-up comedian. He was the last first-time comedian on Late Night, or The Late Show, I guess it was called at that point. So I thought, that's a cool little nugget, too. But
I would love to be David Letterman, but I'm not as funny as David Letterman. So that's why I stick to the hard, cold facts on the on the news. That's why I'm on a morning show.
Are you getting tired of getting up at 2 yet?
Nah, man.
You love it.
I mean, I don't know that I love when the alarm goes off, but I love being on the morning show and waking up early. And
yeah,
I mean, you got to start the day with some positivity, right? I try and bring that positivity with the rest of the team. So
that's so cool. Yeah, I think let's do that. Well, we were just talking about The Bachelor. You said you didn't watch it, but there was a bad breakup. Did you guys cover that story this morning?
Yeah, I saw the Golden Bachelor couple, the first ones, and
3 months.
3 months they made it.
And they said leading up to the divorce, they had been having lots of talks. So those 3 months sounds like it was just
it wasn't, the honeymoon phase was very short. I talked to my mom on the phone today, and I forgot to ask her how she was feeling about that, because I know she watched The Golden Bachelor, and I don't think she was very happy with the final choice that was made, so... I heard a lot of rumors from the audience of that maybe he picked the wrong contestant. So
wow, that's hilarious.
I wonder if he's like texting the other person now. I would be.
Hey, are you still interested?
Hey, how you doing?
She's probably like
coffee.
Not until your divorce is final. But they're in their 70s. I mean, you know, maybe neither one of them wanted great grandkids. I don't know.
It's that's you terrible. Know, they gave it a shot.
They gave it a shot. Yeah. My guest is Emerson Lehman. He is the morning co-anchor of the WBAY News here in Green Bay. He gets up very early. He's probably exhausted right now, but he's muscling through this.
I took a nap just so I could be here.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Coming over in person. It's great. We have a movie quiz we'd like to give you.
All right.
Last time we ran out of time.
We just started talking.
Started
and we didn't
talking
get to it.
And
yeah.
What do you know? So, Conrad, are you ready with the movie quiz?
Yes.
All right.
Do you want me to do the bell or...
Listen.
Oh, I get a bell and everything.
You get a bell? We'll both do the bell. It's just stereo bell. And no, since you guys are from the same hometown and you live in the same apartment complex now, this is all starting to make sense now. No cheating. You cannot feed him answers. This is not like
let me pull up my
quiz show.
My cheat sheet real quick.
Yeah. Right.
No pressure.
So this is actually a new movie quiz that because we haven't done this one yet.
I might go 0 for 10.
0 for 10?
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Conrad, did you...
I don't even know how many questions there are. I'm just guessing.
They're not that hard. Right. So
That makes me feel worse when I'm going to get them wrong.
These are very tough, though. These are very tough. Good luck, son. All right, so let's do the first one. The second you know it, just guess it, and we'll bell you.
And I'm guessing movie title or...
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie title.
Just movie title. Okay.
Exactly.
Dum Dum.
Yes?
You give me Gum Gum.
Night at the Museum.
I give you Gum Gum.
You do Dum Dum. You
one
give
for
me
one.
Gum Gum.
All right, fantastic.
Pressure's off now.
He will not be shut out. So are you a fan of The Office, the TV show? All right, Conrad, next time he's here, we'll do The Office Office Jeopardy.
Yes.
Okay, all right, next one.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so much more relaxed. Thank you, Helen. I just feel like I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party.
Bridesmaid?
Two for two, buddy.
Let's go. All right. That one took a little bit. I needed to get to
For me, too. I've heard these before, and I still was like, that was a tough one, Conrad.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty popular scene, but it does take a little bit.
I just needed to hear the party part. Like, I was kind of leaning toward it, but I needed to hear
who
the party
that?
Part.
Who says that? Which character is saying that? Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was her. All right, next one.
Let's keep this rolling here.
Yeah. Right. Momentum.
$5. That's mine now. You're my lucky meteor. Right on. I'll hold your hat for you. Meteor, we call this here being in burger heaven. Mmm.
I don't know that I've seen this one.
We need to find a home, meteor. We need some stability in our
David
life.
David Spade has not been in a ton of movies.
Need to settle down.
No, he has.
If you can think of one, even, you might. Should we give him a hint?
My favorite David Spade movie is Dickie Roberts, former child star.
Is that it?
That's no, it's not. But that's a good movie.
That's a great movie, though. Drill bit, Taylor?
No, that's...
Oh.
I thought you'd know this, Pete.
What was it?
It's Joe Dirt.
Oh, Joe
Dirt. Oh.
I'm giving myself a...
I have seen Joe Dirt. I just couldn't think of that
scene. I totally forgot about that movie. All right, 2 for 3.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
It's still better than my GPA in college, I think. It's pretty close. Pretty close.
You're doing pretty well for a guy with a... All right, D average. Don't let that get out.
I think you should get this one. This one's pretty easy.
Let's hear it.
Why did you stop the jazz music?
Talladega
Nights. Was it good pleasant for you?
Jean
no
Girard.
One plays jazz here at the pit stop.
Is Talladega Nights, that's the one where Will Ferrell's racing and he says he's coming up behind you. And he says, in my subconscious? No, he's yeah, right behind you.
Yes. And he stops and he's running around like he's on fire and he's asking Oprah and right. Tom Cruise and everybody to. That movie is like, even in the racing, I'm a huge race fan. Like racing podcasts and stuff. That is such a respected movie just because, like, sometimes, like, there's obviously your racing movies that are, they try and make it as real as possible, and those are fantastic too. But then you got your spoof movies that are just like, oh, this is funny. This is incredible. And
totally.
That is such a well-respected movie.
Did you see Days of Thunder, the Tom Cruise?
Yes.
How is that?
I've
never seen it all the way through. And that's the last movie that he made probably where I could go, it wasn't a blockbuster. Like, the guy's batting average
is incredible. It's very well, I mean, it's very well known. It's very well done. It's kind of a cool era of NASCAR before, like, I was born. So okay. It's kind of a cool look back at it. I mean, it's kind of cheesy in parts. You're
right. Very 80s. You're gonna, feel.
Yeah, very 80s cheesy yeah. feel, but it's a good movie. I've watched it a few times.
Good to know. All right, let's do. I think we got time for one more.
Well,
do we or do we not?
No, we might have to go to the.
Did you clip something from Apocalypse Now or something? All right, so we'll let Emerson sort of reset the movie.
Three
brain.
For four. That wasn't bad.
Is he three for four?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's closer. We'll say that's closer to my college GPA. Okay. I didn't do well. I didn't do well at math, so there's where my problem was.
We don't want people to think you were like reading the wrong stories in the morning.
Oh,
so
never.
You
no,
totally
always.
Redeemed yourself saying that. Okay. Very
my good. Journalism classes, I was like close
crushed
to
it.
Yeah, we were killing it. It was nice. Just the other classes that
which don't matter now.
Exactly.
You got a job. Right?
Yeah.
All right. That's my guest, Emerson Lehman. Always fun to have him here. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. We'll be back with more movie trivia next. We'll see how he does on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. The grand facade so soon will burn without a noise, without my pride. I reach out from the inside. In welcome back. Got someone watching on the stream. I'll let you read that because that's one of your friends, apparently.
That is Munce. Yeah, we were co-workers back at CBS 58 in Milwaukee.
Nice.
So, good to see you, Munce. I appreciate
watching
you listening
on the
in.
Stream. Yeah, thanks for that. It says, Emerson, you probably didn't want to read that part because you're humble. Emerson is the best. Miss him back in Milwaukee. We'll have to come up here and visit.
Come visit. Miss the Milwaukee friends, but I'm loving it up here.
Do you? Yeah,
I'm really happy right up in. Here. I'm happy.
That's
and
excellent.
I gotta say, I need to correct myself because I'm a journalist and facts are important.
Yeah.
David Letterman did graduate from Ball State. I was mixing him up with Robin Miller, who is one of my favorite motorsport journalists of all time, one of the greatest motorsport journalists of all time. He did not graduate from Ball State, but he went for a couple semesters. So
okay.
I was, I've been up since 2:30 a.m. Like, I got my nap in there. I crossed my wires a little bit. So David Letterman, of course, the most famous alumni from Ball State. And
yeah.
Robin Miller, who
did okay for himself too.
Passed on, yeah. Rest in peace, but he did okay for himself too. And he carried the Ball State flag partially.
There's a lot of movie directors and writers that went to college but didn't graduate. I don't know if they get bummed out with the structure
that's
of college.
The thing,
but,
like, or they're just, know. They're so, and shout out to my mom because she's listening right now and she's the one that texted me. She looked it up. I saw my phone during the break. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they just feel like their creative juices are.
They want to get right to it.
Yeah. They want to
not waste
get
time.
Out and make some money.
Not that it's a waste of time. Yeah, exactly. And if an opportunity presents itself, that kind of happened with me with stand up. I started doing it my sophomore year in college and I switched majors. So I had about 6 classes left to go to graduate, but I got work on the road. Someone said, I'm going to put you on a tour. And they did. And I was able to fill my calendar. I'm like, I got to do this now.
Yeah.
Like, why would I go take geology?
Take the opportunity
like,
when you get it, right?
I would not have, my heart would not have been in that. So anyway, it's nice that your family's looking out for you too, though. They got your back.
Mom always knows best.
Well, mom can't help you on this movie quiz, pal. And you're 3 for 4.
3 for 4.
It's pretty good. So yep. Conrad, let's fire up another question.
I will give one hint on this one. It's a little tougher. It's Jack Black.
Well, don't give the hint yet.
Well, I'm just saying it's a little tougher. So,
He's got time to IMDb Jack Black. All right, go
pulling
ahead.
Up the list.
So since you're not from Blefuscia, where are you from, Beast?
Once again, totally cool to be just called Gulliver.
Some people believe you've come from the island where we dare not go. Is there any truth to this rumor?
You know it.
Where's the island where we dare not
go?
They
kind of gave it away.
There, beyond the fog bank.
Well, I didn't come through a fog bank. I'm from the island of Manhattan.
It's
between the
Gulliver.
Islands of Staten and Long.
This island of Manhattan. What sort of kingdom is
Gulliver's
it? Well, I'm not from a kingdom. I'm
actually
from a democracy.
I get 50% for that because
I wanted to say Gulliver's Island, but I felt like
Gilligan's Island is probably
Gilligan's Island. Yeah, that's what I was. Gulliver's Travels. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
That's one we should probably replace that one because. And it's funny that you gave him a hint, Conrad, and it's part of the title is in the
I was using my context clues from what I was hearing, yeah.
I guess probably not all the people have seen that movie, but it's so funny.
Who else was on and we gave the quiz to and they didn't get that one as well, even though Gulliver's in there? Somebody else took this quiz.
I don't remember.
Might have been Jack Black. All right, let's see if you got another one ready?
3.5
out of 5. 65% is that? We'll call it 70% actually it would be. Okay.
And now, Buffalo's number one news team.
Good evening and welcome to Eyewitness News at 6.
Gotta
I'm
get
Evan Almighty.
And I'm Evan Baxter, and here's what's making news.
It's close.
Bruce Almighty.
Scandal
yes.
With
yeah.
The Buffalo PD surfaced today when the mayor...
Yeah, that counts. We're counting that.
Four
right?
and a half percent.
that goes.
What's Evan Almighty? That's a movie, too,
that's
though,
Steve
right?
Carell. Isn't that...
There's two different
Bruce
movies, right? There was Bruce Almighty. Yeah, and then there's... So Evan is... Okay.
Steve Carell had that great cameo in that movie.
Yes.
And then they spun it off and made, yeah.
Yeah, I had to get that one. Yeah. That would have been unfortunate.
Have you seen Broadcast News?
Yeah, that's like a 1980s movie, right?
The late 80s, yes. Albert Brooks. And
is that when the guy, he like fake cries?
Yes, William Hurt.
I've seen that
Holly
movie.
Hunter.
Yes.
And it's the one where Albert Brooks has like flops with. Flop sweat, he fills in.
He
started, and they're coming in with hair dryers and changing his shirt during the break.
Yep.
One of the best, most iconic
movie
scenes.
I fortunately never had that problem. So
I hope you don't.
I hope it doesn't happen either.
All right, you got another one, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Ave Maria.
I know the song.
Grazia,
they should have just ended it right after you. $5. It takes him down on one.
Oh, Adam Sandler. Okay.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Can I get a hint, Conrad? Is it a serious Adam Sandler or is it a funny Adam Sandler movie?
It's a funny one.
Billy Madison?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what it is either. I don't know all of his.
What's the one with his? Is it the one with his, when he's a twin with his sister?
No, okay. That movie's awful.
I know it is. That's why I was going to be mad if you picked that.
Grown-ups? Yes, it is Grown-ups.
Is it the second one?
It's the first one.
Okay, it is the first one. All right. Perfect.
Very nicely done.
Had to. That one was a process. We had
that
to work,
was some
work
detective
up to that
work.
One.
So you're 5.5 for 7. Do we have one more?
Yeah, we do have one more.
Let's do one more. Let's see how he does. You're doing great.
You were the talk of the tournament.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's Happy
that
Gilmore.
I'll tell you what. You know, you'd be something.
Closing it out with double night. Adam Sandler flicks. So 6.5 of 8.
I'll take
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
I'm when he messaged me and said, be ready for that. I'm like, oh, I might make a fool out of myself here. I'm 6.5. That's respectable.
You know, we had Rachel Monick was on. And I think I told you this last
You told time. Me I had to beat her. You put the pressure on.
Well, it's not really a fair fight because I picked all these 80s comedies, not realizing they were mostly guy comedies. And she was sitting there and she had every right to be a little upset with me, but she was a great sport. So we got to have her back, Conrad, and we'll have her do I told her we'd pick more, not girl films, but what's the proper, just more
known films?
Sure.
I don't know, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's Emerson Lehman. It was great having you. You want to stick around? We got to interview Rob Thomas next. You can join me if you want.
I'll stay.
All right.
Man.
He's going to stick around. Rob Thomas is coming up next, folks. We're going to talk Wisconsin Film Festival and a really cool thing that happened last night. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.